Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell Porter.
Welcome to Dare to Be Authentic. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell Porter, and I'm so happy to be here with you today. I hope that you've been seeing our Dare to Be Authentic book that's going all around the country. In fact, one of the authors, Louis Aponte, is on a road trip. He went up north to meet with a scientist who actually is going to teach him how to make biofuel from coffee grains. Yeah, used up coffee grains like they give away at Starbucks. So if you want to catch him, go on Facebook and look for Louis Aponte, A-P-O-N-T-E, and see his travels with the Dare to Be Authentic book, plus his own book, Death of a Gas Guzzler, and you can see all the exciting news there. But today we have a special guest. Her name is Donna Goldstein, and she's a 27-year veteran psychologist and certified health coach. She teaches you a new way to eat and also a new way to live that can help to break that cycle of yo-yo dieting, which we all know is no good for us. Dr. Donna went from a size 16 to a size 6 in 7 months with no drugs or surgery, and she has maintained a 70-pound weight loss for over 6 years. Now she can inspire others to assist them into losing weight and achieve more optimal health. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
I'm delighted to be here.
Thank you. Tell us a little bit. I mean, you have a fascinating story, but tell us a little bit about how this happened and how this inspired you to help other people do the same.
Sure. Thank you. Well, you know, like many people, I've struggled with my weight most of my life. When I was 13, I was a size 14, which was just mortifying for me. But I struggled going up and down, you know, throughout my life and ended up almost 70 pounds overweight toward the end. And, you know, I had a lot of, I think, incorrect ideas about health and about weight loss. And toward the end, I was having a lot of foot and ankle and knee problems. I don't know if anyone's overweight knows how that is when you your body isn't meant to carry that much weight. But anyway, over a 5-year period, I ended up breaking my foot 3 different times. And I was crutches and canes and walkers, and it was terrible. But anyway, on a humanitarian mission to Haiti, I broke my foot for the 3rd time. And that, you know, for me was the wake-up call. And when I went to see a podiatrist back in the U.S., he was very blunt with me, Mari. He said, well, Donna, I'm sorry to tell you this. Yes, you broke your foot again, and unless you lose at least 50 pounds, I'm going to have to put you in orthopedic shoes, and you'll probably never walk well again. Well, you know, that was very disconcerting. He also gave me one of the products that ended up being the program that I used called Take Shape for Life, that I was able to start the program right there in his office, and it turned out for me to be the perfect program. I learned to eat 6 times a day. I learned to eat small meals that, you know, that were protein heavy. It totally changed the way, you know, because I was always starving and dieting and craving.
Right.
And, you know, once I stabilized my blood sugar, I wasn't hungry anymore, and I wasn't craving. And, you know, and after I lost some weight, it became easier for me to exercise and, you know, develop other healthy habits. So, yeah, when I lost the 70 pounds, I already had 2 full-time jobs. I was a corporate psychologist, and I also had an entertainment bureau that I owned. But what happened was I walked out into the world, and people, many of them who hadn't seen me, you know, during that period of time, would grab me, Mari, and literally shake me. Dr. Donna, you have to help me. You have to help me. Well, the podiatrist had never really helped me. I had bought the products from him, but he never really helped me. So I didn't really even understand that you could have a health coach or be a health coach. And, you know, it turns out that when you have a health coach, you're 3 times as likely to succeed, both on our program and in almost anything you do. You know, think about sports, think about any other endeavor, having a coach, you know, a life coach, a relationship coach, all those things really help you. But anyway, I got trained and then certified to become a certified health coach with our program, which is based on a book by Dr. Wayne Anderson, The Habits of Health. So I learned and relearned all those healthy habits. And, you know, before you knew it, It took a couple months, and I let go of one of my jobs, and then another few months before I let the other one, and it just kind of exploded. So, you know, it's about 6 years now, I've helped over 1,000 people, coming up on 1,100 people.
Wow.
Taught them how to lose weight, taught them to live a healthy lifestyle, and many of them have gone on to become health coaches on my nationwide team. So it's been very, very rewarding.
Fantastic. You know, I love what you were saying before about being hungry all the time when you're dieting and trying to lose weight.
Because mm-hmm.
I remember being like that. And I never knew that it was because of the foods I was eating.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute
exactly.
I stopped eating processed foods, things like bread, all those empty carbs, I wasn't
mm-hmm.
hungry anymore. I mean, I
right,
had an appetite,
right.
not to that point, because I remember it struck me being hungry all the time, all the time. And that's not a fun place to be.
Hungry and crabby, too, you know, because I'm a really happy,
yeah.
you know, pleasant person in general. But I remember being just crabby, I mean, just because I was dieting. And another thing,
you were
like,
hungry,
you know,
yeah.
a lot of the advice that you hear about and you read about is just plain wrong. You know, all of that, you know, mm-hmm. eat 3 square meals a day, or, you know, for a while Oprah was saying don't eat after 7. Well, you know, I would
right.
try to follow that advice, and then I would go to bed hungry, and I'd wake up in the middle of the night starving, and then, you know, I would head
right.
to the peanut butter jar or something, you know. And what I found is
anything
if you can helps. Actually learn to have these 6 small meals that I learned, have a nice small high-protein, you know, mini meal before you go to bed, you sleep so well.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wake up
right.
rested and energized, and you don't get hungry in the middle. So it definitely
right.
makes
right.
a big
Wonderful.
Difference. Yeah. And,
right.
of course, drinking lots of water. And, you know, what I had to do also, Mari, is change my mind about what fuel was. And I don't know about you,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of people I know, like, food was sort of a reward, you know, when we did, you know, we did good in school or something else. Food was a comfort. You know, a lot of women I know, you know, you end a relationship ends and then you go straight for the chocolate or the, or the
right.
or the Cosmos or whatever. You know, and I had to just change my mind about what is food. And, you know, to go from food as love or food as comfort to food as fuel was a kind of amazing
right.
switch in my mind. So now when I get together for people, it's almost always for coffee or tea or for a walk or to take an exercise class or a belly dance class. I don't have those let's get together for, you know, appetizers and meal and drinks and desserts, you know, those things that go on all night, you know, that a
right.
lot of women and people
right.
do. So I just
mm-hmm.
have a new way of relating to people. Sometimes I'll even take a cooking class, and that's just a fun way to be with people. But it's, you know, it's always a healthy cooking class. So food has a new
right.
meaning in my life, as does exercise.
Fantastic. Tell us a little bit more about the exercises. We talked about a lot about the food, and everybody knows.
Mm-hmm.
We all
mm-hmm.
know what's healthy to eat. We all know we're supposed to eat fresh vegetables. You know, we know we're not supposed to eat processed foods. Everybody knows this.
Mm-hmm.
And the matter is doing it.
The matter is doing it,
and
that's
in.
Why I
yes.
like the program I work with, because you get, you know, healthy, convenient food that's in it. But, yeah, I think it's important not to over-exercise, because that also, you know, can cause stress. When I was, you know, 70 pounds overweight, I was thinking I was going to go, you know, work out hard at the gym, you know, do all this Zumba classes and things. And when you're 50 or 70 pounds overweight, you shouldn't do that. The best exercise
mm-hmm.
is really walking. And even better is walking in the water, because you have some resistance there. But, you know, Mari,
okay.
I think the most important thing is to find exercise that you love, that's fun for you. Don't feel like you
mm-hmm.
need to run or lift weights if you don't like running or lifting weights. You know, I mentioned I'm a belly dancer, and I love to belly dance. I did hurt my knee doing Zumba. So, you know, women over a certain age have to be real careful with Zumba. Some of those sideways moves
yeah.
aren't so good for knees over about 30. But,
okay.
you know,
oh,
it's
wow.
what I love, yoga is great exercise. I love Pilates, you know,
mm-hmm.
as I said, walking, swimming, you know, maybe people like tennis, you know, or golf. I think it's really important. Think about what you liked when you were younger. A lot of my clients get back to the things that they used to do. Like, I have some clients who skate now. I have one client, I'm really proud of him. He lost 65 pounds with me. Now he plays full court basketball with his son.
Wow.
And, you know, he said he could, you know, that's like 2 hour, you know, the 2 hour ordeal. And he said in the beginning
mm-hmm.
he couldn't even make it through 10 minutes. You know, I use
right.
the metaphor often of puppies. So if you think about it this way, let's say you need to lose 50 pounds. You know what Lassie
mm-hmm.
looked like, right? Lassie's a collie.
Right.
So that's about 50 pounds. So a person who is 50 pounds overweight is carrying Lassie with them all day, every day,
mm-hmm.
when they go to the bathroom, when they go to the store, when they're trying to sleep. There's Lassie on their belly or on their butt or on their hips, And, you know, until you lose the weight, you can't imagine how much better you feel without that 50 pounds. But, you know, even 5 pounds, that's a chihuahua. So,
okay.
So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 50 pounds, you know, the most any of my clients so far have lost is 140 pounds. And that's like a bull mastiff, one of those huge, huge, monstrous dogs. So it's sort of a metaphor to remember when you're thinking about how would my life be better if I decided to lose weight. You know, what are you carrying around with you every day? Yeah, yeah, thanks.
Wow. And it opens your eyes because you can't even tell that. Picturing
you can't.
So you're picturing even the chihuahua, you're like, wow, why am I carrying this thing around with me? That's
awesome.
I also love what you said about find something you love to do. Don't make yourself run or don't make yourself go to the gym or don't make yourself do something that isn't even really enjoyable because, number one, it's so hard to keep up with something you don't like, you know.
And you tend
as
to
I've
get
gotten
injured,
older,
too.
Yeah, that's true, too. And as I've gotten older, I'm like, I don't want to do stuff that I don't want to do. I want to do stuff that I enjoy and that's fun. So I just love that advice from you. Fantastic.
My pleasure.
What's the main thing that you want to bring to the public, to the public's attention?
Okay. What I want people to know is that you can lose weight at any age, at any size, and increase your health and vitality. I posted on Facebook today, and any of your listeners who are not friends of mine or followers on Facebook, it's Dr. D.R. with a dash, not a period, Donna Goldstein, so I'd love to see you there. But I posted today about getting off of meds, you know, and how important that is, for our bodies. So the message is that we can regulate our weight, we can regulate our energy, almost all of us, we can regulate, how we live our life, and by making healthy choices. In fact, the quote is, the greatest medicine of all is to teach people how not to need it. And that's really what I do, because, you know, about 70 million people in America now have what's called metabolic syndrome. That means they have high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and most of them diabetes as well, 70 million people. And that's one of my specialties, is helping people who have one or more of those, helping them lose weight, helping them get their energy back, and helping them get off their meds. So, again, of course, I can't promise to do that. It's really, their choice, their body. Everyone's body is different. But I can tell you of hundreds of people who have been able to get off or reduce their meds by getting to a healthy weight. And you know what? It's never too late. No one is ever too big, and no one is ever too old. I'll give you two great examples. One of my clients is a very high-ranking official in Dade County government. And when I met him, he was 300 pounds. And that very day, a doctor had told him he had to lose weight or his health was at risk. His whole life was at risk. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, he lost 110 pounds with me. We always teased that we should just put his before and after pictures as a billboard on the highway. But not only did he lose weight, he gained health. Now he runs half marathons. Can you imagine? Someone who was 300 pounds is now running. And he does them regularly, you know, like a couple times a month. I'm so proud of him. And he has inspired, dozens of others. He couldn't become a coach on my team, obviously, because he's a public official. But he has inspired so many people, to health. And many of the coaches and clients that I have originally heard about my story through him. But I'm also, I'm really proud of my mother. My mother is 85 now, and about 4 or 5 years ago, she lost 35 pounds with me, which for a little tiny person, she's about 4'10". 35 pounds is huge. That's like a beagle. Imagine my mother with a beagle. And, her doctors say that she's just she's a picture of health, a billboard of health. She's still at 85, square dances a couple times a week. She does Latin dance and line dance. And she still drives and teaches, and a lot of it her doctors attribute to the fact that she lost weight and regained her, her health and vitality. So it's never too late.
Fantastic.
You're never too old. You're never too heavy. In fact, I have a very, very close colleague in my program who started the program. You know the people who are so heavy they really can't walk anymore, and they're in those little carts. You see them sometimes in the grocery store. Mm-hmm. And I want to just go sometimes, like, hug them, and say, I could help you if you'd let me. But she was in one of those carts. Well, she's lost 210 pounds, and she's an amazing health coach now herself. And you know what's very cool, too, in terms of, like, an authentic lifestyle? She's a great health coach. She's about the same level that I am in our company. She spends 1 month a quarter living in Paris, and she can still do our business living in Paris, but having lost 200 pounds, more than a regular person. So that's what I want to share, is that you can lose weight. And, you know, farther along in that journey, if you choose to, there's also a very nice, you know, potential business opportunity and way to pay it forward and help other people, too.
Beautiful. Well, we have to go to a commercial break. It's fantastic.
Okay.
And I want to hear all about your trip to Aruba. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about that. But right now, we're going to have a little commercial break. We'll be right back.
Sure.
I'm Christina Weber. I help Catholic mompreneurs live authentically by fully engaging the power of their calling, earning more and less time, and getting back to enjoying their families. And that's why I'm offering you a complimentary audio download of my newest CD product, 7 Steps to a Regret-Free Catholic Biz Mom Living. Stop feeling guilty and confidently living what matters most. Access your auto immediately at www.catholicwomansguide.com/regret-free. That's go to www.catholicwomansguide.com/regret-free to stop feeling guilty and confidently live what matters most.
We're back. We're on Dare to Be Authentic Radio, talking with Dr. Donna Goldstein. She's a health coach who helps people lose weight, but not only lose weight, gain their life, their vitality, and their health back. I want to ask you one more question, Donna, before we talk about your fantastic trip. What about women going through menopause? You know how some women, as they go through menopause, I was one of them, your hormones change, and you just start gaining weight. Is that somebody that you can help, and what tips do you have for them?
Thyroid condition when I started my program. So I'm really, you know, kind of a walking, talking example. And you're right. Women who, you know, if you think about it this way, many women in menopause get kind of like a girdle of fat. It starts like right below their breasts and it goes all the way to their hips. And all of a sudden, before they know it, they have 10 or 15 or 20 pounds around their waist and their hips. That's kind of what you're talking about, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes,
and also
absolutely.
Can't
so,
get it off, because that's what happens to me.
And they can't get it off. It becomes, you know, your metabolism slows down. Becomes much harder to lose weight. But what I want to say is don't despair, because I would say maybe 60% of my clients are women between, say, 35 and 60, you know, who are experiencing some changes. And you can just about everyone get your waist back. Now, I lost 10 inches off my waist, and I've maintained it all this time. So, you know, in terms of tips, you know, again, get off the diet roller coaster. Find a program that works for you. I suggest you not use drugs. My program is drug-free, no drugs, no surgery, because what happens with that is, you know, like a lot of people were taking a certain drug. They had to give themselves shots or get shots or drops at a doctor, and almost all of those people, I won't even mention the name of it because it's so bad, almost all of people have gained their weight back because it artificially stimulated their metabolism. So menopause slowed their metabolism down. Or, I mean, I talked to someone the other day who had taken Fen-Phen years ago, and it had terrible, terrible side effects for her. So even if you're in menopause, don't take drugs. Find a program that works for you. You know, yoga is great for menopause. You know, there's many, you know, many long-term health benefits. Also sleep. You know, sleep is very, very important. And I remember in menopause, I just couldn't sleep at all. So you need to find a way naturally, you know, aromatherapy, lavender, you know, things like that, you know, that can help you sleep. And in fact, you know, the book that I mentioned, Dr. A's Habits of Health, Permanent Weight Control for Optimal Health, has a whole chapter on healthy sleep. And I love that chapter because if you're not sleeping well, you're going to have a lot of extra stress. All that cortisol goes to your belly. So women in menopause, really, I know it's hard, but try to get your sleep.
Beautiful. Okay, so I saw the beautiful pictures of your trip to Aruba, and I know that it was your anniversary as well. I did not know until you shared it with me that you had that trip was won as an incentive for what you do. So tell us about that and how
Yes. Well, you know, there are 15,000 health coaches nationwide in Take Shape for Life, and I've been with this company for a long time, Mari, as I said, about 6 years, but I've never earned an incentive trip. I've always done well. I've always, you know, kind of matched my income as a corporate psychologist, you know, and, of course, it's grown over time. But this time, you know, they had an incentive trip, and I talked to my husband about it, and we said we're going to – we don't say win, we say earn. We're going to earn this and just kind of put my self-focused, you know, got with my coaches and I said, we're going to do this together. And it turned out that I was able, it was a five-month contest, I was able to earn the trip, and it put me as one of 150 out of 15,000 health coaches. But, you know,
wow.
What it meant to me more than anything was that I helped about 150 new people get healthy and lose weight. I grew my coaching team to almost 60 health coaches nationwide, and, in fact, one of them, a man in Scarsdale, New York, who has four kids and a full-time job, has a business that exploded, and he actually got to come with his wife to Aruba as well. So it was very, very rewarding to be with the top leaders of our company and to really not just be recognized, but just have a chance to chill. I mean, I don't know if you've been to Aruba. You said you went on your honeymoon, right? Aruba
my
is
first
spectacular.
Don't tell my second husband. Yes, and it is beautiful. The beaches, the water, I'm sure it's still, I was many, many years ago, over 20 years ago I went, but I know
right.
The water was so clear and sparkling.
The water was so clear. We took
all
a
the
sailing
fish.
Trip,
oh my gosh.
A sunset.
Yes.
We took a sunset sailing trip, you know, to celebrate our anniversary, and it was like the company gave mm-hmm. us an all-expenses-paid trip to Aruba, so I thought that was very generous of them. And in the, you know, like I say, every single bit of income that I earned, you know, and that I, you know, presented, you know, through the company, it meant someone was getting healthier. So that was even more meaningful. So they haven't told us yet where the next incentive trip is, but you can bet I'm going to
nobody working
put
on it,
my
right?
running shoes on.
Sounds good. Fantastic. Okay, so I want to run out of time. So tell everybody where they can get a hold of you, your website, your phone number, your email. How can someone get
a hold
of you?
Sure. Okay, there's a couple ways to reach me. You know, probably Facebook is the best way, as I said. So that would be Dr. Dr. Donna Goldstein on Facebook. You can either follow me or send me a friend request. I get lots and lots of friend requests, so probably following me is a good way to start. And then send me a private message. I do have a website, and that would be www.getyourwaistback.com. So make that waist, W-A-I-S-T, getyourwaistback.com. It's hard to reach me by phone because I'm so busy in the office, but someone who does really want to call, the number is 954-893-0123. That's 954-893-0123. And I'm happy to answer quick questions, and there is a little five-minute video that explains my approach. Again, the book that I recommend is called Discover Your Optimal Health by Dr. Wayne Anderson, and that's what our program is based on, The Guide to Taking mm-hmm. Control of Your Weight, Your Vitality, and Your Life. And it really talks about the daily habits that we need to master to live better and happier and healthier, you know, on into our 80s and 90s and beyond. And I have to tell you, it works. I follow those habits every day.
Fantastic. And I love the story about your 84-year-old mother. I mean, that's proof right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people think that getting older means getting sick, and that's not necessarily mm-hmm. true. Living in South Florida, we see a lot of older people that are sick, but that does not have to be us.
It doesn't have to be,
live.
Exactly. Do we have time
right,
to tell you
right.
one more story?
Yes, you do.
Yes, I have another great one. You know, a lot of us, you know, in the coaching and helping professions know that, you know, if you spend too much time at your desk or in your office, even with the good intentions, you're going to gain weight. Well, I had a client, in fact, who was a kind of a life coach, and she had gotten up to about size 14 and was feeling a little sluggish and, you know, just didn't know what to do. I met her at a networking event, and she said, Dr. Don, I want to get my waist back. And, well, she ended up, she went from size 14 to about a 6 with me. She lost about 45
wow.
pounds. But the coolest thing is she became a personal trainer, and then she became a dance instructor, and then she became an Orange Theory, you know, fitness person, and now she runs her own Orange Theory, and they flew her to Atlanta to open her own gym. And this is a woman
wow.
in her late 40s, you know, who was very sedentary, and now she's one of the top mm-hmm. people in a very, you know, fast-growing, you know, health and fitness business. And, you know, she's
right.
not with my company now, but I'm just so proud of her. In fact, her name is Melinda
That's
Armstrong.
That's fantastic.
And Melinda has a whole new life because she lost weight and, you know, and started to exercise. And you know, so people's lives can transform. And that's
right.
exciting.
That's really good. Yeah. She now just lost a few pounds. She had a whole new lifestyle from it. Whole new
exactly.
whole new everything.
Exactly.
Beautiful story. Okay, well, we're winding down. We have a few minutes left, but What's one thing that you would like to say to a listener, maybe someone who's discouraged and they're saying, Dr. Donna, you know, I've tried it all. I've been on 17 programs and nothing has helped me. How can you encourage somebody who's feeling that way?
Well, you know, what I would say is, you know, give my approach a try. You know, I was on some kind of diet for over 30 years. So that's older than some of my clients are. You know, that if you really can learn to, you know, to me it's really about the six feelings. If you can learn to eat six times a day in the way I teach, you know, in the way Dr. Anderson, you know, shares in his books, you really can stabilize your blood sugar, get your weight down, get your energy up. And again, I've almost everybody who I talk to has tried 3, 4, 6, 8 different things. And think I read somewhere that the average person has spent like $10,000 or $15,000 on your different programs and gym memberships that they don't use and all. You know, and what I would say is, you know, my program costs less than you spend every day on food anyway, so most people really don't spend any extra money, you know, doing our program. So I would love to have a chance to, you know, to talk with anyone, you know, who has been discouraged and to see if it's a good fit. I mean, it's not a good fit for everyone, but for almost everyone, you know, can see that benefit. And you know what? It can be a size a month. And don't lose weight just for a wedding or a class reunion. Lose weight for your health, and then you'll keep it off. So that's another little tip. Because everyone wants to lose weight because it's a wedding or a bar mitzvah or, you know, some kind of reunion. But lose weight and make up your mind that you're going to keep those healthy habits that you had. And don't do a crash diet. Do a long-term health program, whatever you choose to do.
I like that. I like the don't lose weight for a wedding or for a bar mitzvah because the only reason to do anything is for yourself. When you're losing weight or doing anything for a special occasion, you're not doing it for you. You're doing it for the other people. So the other people will think better of you. So there's a little self-work that has to be done there. And that's what I do with people that I work with, is help them to see themselves in a positive way. How, you know, one more minute, how important it is, is it to see yourself in a positive way when you're going through this weight loss?
You know what? I always tell people to think about when they were at their best weight or when they felt the best about themselves, even to pull out a picture of themselves at a healthy weight. Like, I'm smaller now than I was in high school. But, you know, pull out a picture when you felt the best, when you looked the best, and know that you can get to there and even better. So, you know, you have the opportunity to, you know, get to your best health, to get to your best weight, no matter how old you are. And it is a, you know, it's a decision to intentionally choose healthy habits every day. So no matter where someone is in their health, they can start over, you know, and today could be the day. I do have a special offer for your listeners, Mari, and if they decide they want to, they can certainly get a complimentary consult by phone by talking with me. I also can get people 28 free meals with their first order, and that means I bought them lunch, a nice healthy lunch, every day for a month. And I would love to do that. And also, when I talk about those puppies, I do have a calendar with the puppies in it. And the first three people who send me a Facebook message, I will, at no charge, send you a calendar. So you can see that 50 pounds is Lassie and 5 pounds is a Chihuahua. So I'm so delighted that we got to share, we got to share some of these ideas about health and vitality and weight loss.
Me too. It's been absolutely wonderful. One last question. What does authenticity play? What role does authenticity play in all of this?
You know what? A person, many people sabotage themselves. So I think the whole idea, you know, in terms of being authentic is learning to see yourself transformed. And not, you know, not playing games with yourself, not lying to yourself or anyone else. Oh, like there are some people who put these girdles on that don't make you thinner, but they just make you look thinner. So being authentic is losing weight in a healthy and safe way and being proud of who you are. You might not ever look like you did when you were 16, but many people can get back to a healthy and safe weight and do it in a way that is authentic to who they are and who they want to be.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Donna. We're just about
out of time.
It was wonderful having you on the show. Thank you all for listening. Remember, I'll be back, not next Wednesday because I'll be away on vacation, but the following Wednesday, 12:30 Eastern Standard Time, for the next airing of Dare to Be Authentic.
Great. Thank you. Thank you.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author, Mari Mitchell Porter.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I had to mute you because it was the outro for the show. That was fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you. Very nice. My pleasure. Glad that we got to do that. So I will let you know how it goes. And
okay.
Would you like me to send you a calendar with the puppies?
Sure, why not?
You can be one of the
I
first.
What a cute idea. Okay, wonderful.
It's a very
nice
souvenir.
Okay. That's wonderful.
Okay.
And I will be promoting this. The promo goes before and after the show because now it will automatically be recorded at
okay.
the same link.
Okay.
I've already told Blog Talk to put it on my Facebook page. Let me take a quick look. It should already be there. And I'm going to send you that link plus a link, actually the code, so that you can put it on your website if you want to. And it'll come up
with a little
play.
Let's do that because I'll put it on my website. Regina will take it. I'll put it on my website. I'll put it in as a note. And Facebook, so anyone can listen to it. So you thought it went well?
I thought it was fantastic, yes. I think that you were cut off when something happened and you were cut off a little bit on one of the questions, but that happens sometimes because we're on the
phone.
Yeah,
at the very end, I thought we were done, and then you came back and asked me about authenticity. It was like, oops, I thought that is unauthentic.
We still had a minute, but you did great. I thought it was very... Uh-huh. Authentic. I thought it was very natural, and that's the way I love my shows to be. So thank you so much for being on it. I'll send you an email with a link for people to listen and also the code for your girl to put that on your website.
Fantastic. I appreciate that. And if anyone in your world ever does want to lose weight, I'm happy to offer that.
I know where to send them.
As well. And you know how to find me, but you'll enjoy the puppies in the meantime.
Thank you so much, Donna. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, too. Okay, you too. Have a great day, too. Bye-bye. I hope to meet you in person one day. Okay. Be well.
Oh,
bye-bye.
Yeah, sure. We'll have to get together.